I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Thousands of people in Morris are waking up in new surroundings because they were evacuated from their homes because of an industrial fire at a warehouse where lithium batteries are stored. Spokesman Nick Doffler says firefighters can't use water on the fire because the batteries are an explosive hazard. Lawmakers and advocates are calling for outside oversight of the Illinois Department of Corrections. That, after a WBEZ investigation, revealed a pattern of alleged beatings by guards in an area of a prison without video camera coverage. WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan reports.
The investigation documented 9 people who separately accused a group of officers of beating them in the same area of Western Illinois Correctional Center, until a 10th, Larry Irvin, was allegedly beaten to death in that same location. Anne Stava-Marie is an Illinois state rep.
The fact that somebody had to die, I think, is atrocious.
Stava-Marie is one of several lawmakers calling for action. Attorney General Kwame Raoul is also calling on legislators to look into the pattern of abuse. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has declined to comment despite multiple requests. Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ News.
The city agency that investigates Chicago police misconduct is recommending discipline against at least one officer for striking a teenager during a protest last summer. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability has forwarded its investigation to the police department for review. People who use subsidized housing vouchers throughout Cook County would love the chance to own a home. WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains.
The Chicago Area Fair Housing Alliance surveyed more than 400 Section 8 renters. Over and over again, they said they wanted to own their own homes for safety, stability, independence, and getting rid of the Section 8 stigma. The barriers are not just about income or employment. The city and county public housing agencies have home ownership programs, but in 2 decades, only 680 families have bought a home. Patricia Fron is head of the alliance.
We need an expansion of the program at the federal level and a real investment.
Fron says that investment would be cheaper than paying for vouchers year after year. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.
More people will be hitting the road this holiday weekend than we've seen in a long time. Bart Shore reports.
AAA is forecasting a record-breaking 43.6 million Americans will hit the road for a holiday getaway. The national gas price average is $3.09, and that's expected to go up by a nickel by the weekend. The Illinois Tollway anticipates more than 9.3 million vehicles system-wide over the 4th of July holiday weekend, with Thursday and Friday being the busiest travel days. Best advice? Have patience. Allow extra time getting in and out of Chicago. For WBEZ News, I'm Bert Shore.
A federal judge has tossed out a lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago by the owner of a metal shredding facility. Southside Recycling wants to move it from Lincoln Park to the southeast side. The company wanted the federal court to force Chicago to issue the permit that would allow the company to open the plant. U.S. District Judge Robert Dow has rejected the company's claim its constitutional rights are being violated. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has put that on hold while environmental studies are done. People who live in the predominantly Latino southeast side neighborhood say granting the permit would amount to environmental racism. For the first time in more than 23 years, a major New York credit rating agency has upgraded Illinois' creditworthiness, a boost of confidence in a state infamous for its fiscal dysfunction. Moody's Investor Service has rated Illinois at one notch above junk bond status for the last 4 years. That last downgrade in 2017 came as the state approached its third year without a budget under former Governor Bruce Rauner. Moody's and the other two major credit rating agencies have downgraded Illinois' creditworthiness for years. The last time Moody's gave Illinois a boost was in 1998. Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democrats in charge of state government are already boasting about the upgrade, but Illinois still has the lowest credit rating of any other state by far. Weather today, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83 degrees, bit cooler by the lake. Slight chance of rain tonight and a low of 67, and tomorrow partly sunny with a high of 76. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.